watching Prohibition fall down.
All right, guys, let's wake and bake, man. I feel guilty not doing up these grow talks, man. There's so much good grow talk coming in, too, over on dudegrows.com, but we got to wake and bake every once in a while, right?
We had a grow talk rally, man. We did, what, 2 or 3 grow talks in a row?
Yeah. I know. I'm the kind of guy that it's like, oh, I want to get everybody's question on the show. But, you know, we're getting a good percentage of them. I appreciate it, guys. But today's waking and baking. So get your devices, if you will, a roll of fatty, blunt, spliff. Don't get too greened out. We're taking that. We're stealing greened out of this news article.
Some of us don't get greened out anymore, all right?
Greened out t-shirts are coming.
I get greened up.
So today's show, quick preview, we're going to talk about, hey, should you wrestle girls?
The dude brought this up, and the dude saw a really interesting news article. I said, we could talk about that on Weed.
If we don't have enough time in there, if we spend too much time in that arena, we'll get also some DGC, man. I got an email in, and it was discussing why cannabis, you know, pretty much edibles and alcohol cannot mix very well, and that will be a good conversation on being careful and how to and how not to do things, I guess.
All right.
Before we get there, DGC membership, dudegrows.com, over on the homepage. You can click there to be $10 a month member. We'll help listeners support this show. And then in return, I'm always working to get the member benefits, such as this month, as soon as the newsletter goes out, 200 of you members will be able to hook up on a bottle of Optic Foliar from Dinesh over there at Optic Foliar. It's overgrow, ready to use.
Good stuff.
As well as 30% off Scatty's Recharge. Seeds here now, anytime. I'll keep you updated as soon as I hear. I'm going to try and put that in the newsletter as well. The new coupon code for different seeds other than the Patch Adams from Seeds Here Now. We're going to always try and be hooking you guys up with seeds, as well as 30% off in the DGC Outlet, which is about to get another upgrade. We got our jar top stickers in. These are wooden stickers that go on top of your flower jars, mason jars specifically.
Hey.
Or wherever else you might want to put. What's up?
I said it's the wood that makes it good, man. Yeah, you can put these anywhere. Don't let me say man again. I'm saying it too much.
You can put these anywhere. And the wood is from a renewable, locally sourced. It's out of Scotty's back. No, I'm just kidding. It is actually a cool company and renewable source shiz, so all good there.
Yes,
other than
another,
that, man.
In another 400 years, they'll have another tree to cut down. It's completely renewable.
Come and hang out and toke DGC Cup at Gmail, April 13th, Cultivated Synergy, Denver, Colorado, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m., 50 strains of flower. Everybody gets to judge. Whoever gets the most tokens that night in their container after, you know, working with the bud tenders will be the winner. First, second, third, we're going to have some trophies. We're going to have a bunch of gear there. We're doing some giveaways. Spectrum King's giving away SK602, as well as there's going to be a dab bar. It's going to be a great evening, guys. The only thing I say is no plastic water bottles, all right?
Oh, what are you, part of the Green New Deal we got here, or what?
Man, I just want to, I'm working on, we're probably going to have like just some water stations throughout where you have those, I love it, where you have a pointy cup that you can't set down anywhere. I was damaged somewhere, Scotty. I don't know. Cultivated Synergy for one's a beautiful setup. And once you have people that bring in, let's see, you bring in about 200 of those plastic water bottles, people set them everywhere.
It's so
all
true.
All over the place. You can clear a whole countertop of that shit. So I am serious when I say thank you for trying to help, but please don't bring any plastic water bottles. We'll have water available. Or even better, bring your own water container. There's water there. Denver water out of the tap. Pretty damn good, my friend.
You are hip. You are hip. Canada's. Nah, you were always like this.
Hey, I'm a Hydro Flask guy myself, so...
Oh, what? Hydro Flask.
It'll keep your water cool for like 24 hours.
All right. Hydro Flask, coupon code DUDE coming at you.
You know, I don't know what kind of guy I am, but I know what kind of guy I'm not. And that is like the $50 water. You know, what is it? The Yeti water glass that they have?
Some of those get pretty damn expensive. Yes. But if you the only thing that sucks is eventually you're going to lose it. I always, you know, have that moment. But they last a long time. And like Guru says, keep water cold.
I lose them like in five, you know, whatever. Like the first time I take anything like that out, I lose it. So
just keep getting your own personal plastic water bottle, Scotty.
I've had this one for a while, Rubbermaid, 2 for $10.
Wonder how much of that's leached into the water.
That's what I'm thinking about after a while. Anyway, what are you guys smoking with today? What are you medicating on?
You know what? We looked around today. I came in a little bit late to the studio today and looked around, and everybody was just doing dabs. We are out of flower here.
That's what happens when, you know, you're growing now, but Guru doesn't have a grow. You don't have a grow.
I do have a grow. How dare you?
Now you do. But if you did before, you would have flower right now.
Yes. You know what was funny is I actually looked around and I had 2 ounces of flower that were sitting in mason jars that I got bud blindness to. They were just been sitting there for so long. It's not my favorite stuff. So they just kind of been sitting there. And I was like, oh, there is 2 ounces here. I guess I'm not out of flour. So, hey, man, imagine Colorado problems, huh?
Yes, Colorado problems. I think I have enough. You know, I just harvested and just whatever. It was, you know, the 6 plants, 5 gallons. It wasn't a ton. I never topped them. I didn't train them for yield.
Yes.
I have enough, I think, to get by for a while now. Although looking yet the other day, and like, man, you know what? This might be cutting it close. And I like go and I installed a different light over. I put SK-140 over my seedlings. I'm like, we got to get these babies going quick. But anyway, I don't ever like to run out of. And in Colorado, I reached that point where I always had backup. And I ended up having way too much so I could just give shiz away and, you know, hook up a QP, a Harlequin, and whatnot.
But $80 to $125 ounces, I mean, you know, I'm glad to hook my friends
up. You're that interested? I guess it depends. Like I say, if you know the grower, but we're gonna get too far off point with that.
I do know the grower.
Potentially. I want to talk about what I'm medicating with today, man.
Please do, sir. Please do.
My soapbox for a moment.
Yeah, please.
Exercise, dude. I know it's off. You're going to be like, dude, exercise is in flower. But I just think sometimes people forget that one of the staples in feeling good mentally even, I'm not saying exercise so you can be buff for the ladies, although that could be a good side benefit, is feeling good, man. Just getting out and simply moving. That's the only thing I don't like about what I do with, you know, the show or communicating through email. I love my job.
Right.
But I hate sitting, man. I feel like I got to get like a mount for some type of machine or the screen. I heard they have those. But yeah, get out, man. Move around a little bit. And then when you put smoking some cannabis on top of that, and then if you can move around and smoke some cannabis, you know me, and then add something fun into it, like mountain biking, it's a win-win all around.
All right, so help me understand this, because I know when I go out, whether I'll run or I'll bike, and then I'll come back and smoke some weed, it definitely accentuates my buzz, where I'm like, oh, you know, cleared me out, almost reset my endocannabinoid system a little bit. But when I'm really stoned, and then I just, you know, haul ass down a, you know, a snowboarding trail or a mountain biking trail, I don't feel stoned anymore. It almost like just goes away.
Yeah, I think you're, well, I think it depends on the severity of what you're doing. You're just cruising the blue or blah, blah, blah. But when you're in more of a tension grabbing situation.
Yeah, you kind of shake it off a little bit.
You got to get that little bit of, I don't know if I'd call it the REM going, you know, when you're moving at speed by the power of yourself or nature or gravity, you start to pay attention to everything around you,
you
in an enhanced, intense manner. And I think that's what, I think it melt. I don't feel high, like I'm out of control. But I'll tell you, if I'm doing it and I'm not high, I want to stop and smoke.
You might be onto something. But it's usually when stop and smoke is when you look around and you go, holy fuck, I'm high.
we got with the DGC here, dudegrows.com, guys, under the latest. This is Aquaponic Chronic.
I like it.
I do. By the way, she Fulking goes. That's Fulking or Fulking? P-H-U, guys.
Oh, Fulking. I've eaten at that guy's restaurant. You like pho?
I do. I don't have it that often, but I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, Fulking is the place, man.
Day 46 of flower. It's been done too many times. Day 46 of flower here will run her longer to degrade THC to CBN. Quick elaboration on that. Anybody? What is that? What's he doing there?
So what, I guess what, as the trichomes get amber, they develop more CBN. Guru, you know anything about that?
That's just the natural progression of that. Yeah, the THCA, as it just goes longer into flower, starts to degrade into CBN, which actually has more of like a sedative effect to it.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it seems like he's doing that on purpose, for the purposes of having that sedative and more.
Does that affect appetite? Is CBN tied into appetite?
I'm not sure if it has any effect on appetite.
I think that was the other one.
THCV plays heavily with appetite.
I know there's some strains that'll make me forget to eat, and then there's other strains that are like, gotta eat.
Absolutely.
All right. We have another one in here. This is titled Too Many by Jinx Proof.
Yeah.
Or actually, by Jinx Proof, the genetics, posted by Laramie Seed Co. So this is cool looking flower. It goes, this is a mother to a strain I created called Hometown Hero. Jinx gave me a couple packs of Too Many, a strain he created for veteran suicide awareness. I found this pink pheno and it was on, most gorgeous colors. I decided to continue the veteran awareness theme in honor of Jinx. Jinx Proof's breeder, if you guys are unaware. And also my wife is an 8-year veteran of the Air Force and has PTSD. That's awesome, man. Look at the colors on this plant. Really beautiful. The second flower pick. It's like the leaf edges got totally pink and purpled out. And the inside of the leaf is that's really unique.
That is interesting.
Phenotypical expression.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll carry over.
Nice. Give me some of them seeds, Larimer Seed Co.
Yeah, I wonder where Larimer's at.
Please, that is, please.
Nice.
All right, what's growing on, man?
What's growing?
I found a news article. I just thought it's like, I don't want to call it hot topic, but I thought we'd have fun, interesting conversation with a little wrestling. And this article was titled, High School Wrestler Forfeits Final Match Then Rather Than Face a Girl at Colorado State Tournament. So this is a Brendan Johnston. He had a chance to place at Colorado State Tournament, and this was a couple weekends ago.
Right.
And he chose to forfeit because he didn't want to wrestle a girl. Faced with the prospect and advancing in the 106 consolation bracket.
Right.
Thank you. That's a shalom. I should be getting that.
Simply so consolation kind of, is what? Third, the first and second are going for a championship round. Consolation is what? Third and fourth?
It's the ones that lost to the people that are in the final.
Okay, but this is a state tournament, though, so.
It's a semi-serious match for somebody's wrestling career.
Yeah. I mean, state tournament is very serious. And I mean, you got to go through, what, districts and regionals and everything to get there. So these aren't joke people. These are legitimate wrestlers.
I can tell you out of his mouth. He said, why? And then in quotation, he goes, because I just didn't want to treat a young lady like that on the mat. I'm not really comfortable with a couple of things with wrestling a girl, told the Denver Post. The physical contact, and there's a lot of it in wrestling.
Right.
I guess the physical aggression, too. I don't want to treat a young lady like that on the mat or off the mat. And I do not, and not to disrespect the heart or the effort she's put in, that's just not what I want to do. What do you think?
I could see where. Could you imagine, winning and then going into school the next day and having everybody kind of judge you for it or say some shit to you?
I mean, that one's a catch-22 too, because if you win, everyone's judging you for beating up a girl.
Right.
If you lose, everyone's making fun of you for losing to a girl.
Yeah, I remember when I wrestled, this is in the 80s, I'm dating myself.
Dude, listen to us. Go ahead, sorry.
There was a girl that wrestled, and there was some real problem. Some guys really had a problem where they didn't want to be known as someone that beat up a girl.
That his record was pretty good. He won 37 of his 43 matches during his senior year at the Classical Academy. And he says, but five of those six losses came via forfeit, and four of those were to the same wrestler, Rios.
You know what? I think about
maybe he's afraid, Scotty.
I tell you what, I was kind
of see this picture of Rios. I wouldn't fight her.
I was forming this opinion, and that I was like, I don't know. And then I looked at the picture of Rios, and I was like, holy shit! At 106 pounds, if you think about it, she's just a bundle of muscle. So
have you wrestled Guru?
Me and Guru haven't wrestled. We should wrestle after. Yeah, that'd be good.
I'm going to tumble a little bit.
I'm just curious, physically, like as far as the grabs, the holds, and the positioning in wrestling. I mean, a male could be uncomfortable
chest
even with
chest.
What? I mean, isn't going
to
be grabbing thing. Chest areas? Is there anything like in the upper inner thigh?
Even just the starting position.
Good point.
I'll give you an example. chest to chest is a position where you're trying to put all your weight on them. And you're trying to put all your weight on their chest to keep them down. Even that just that concept just sits a little bit funny. I could see where in a world where I was thinking about, or somebody was telling me about being a kid and just that you never really get away from, with Twitter and whatever it is, Instagram or Snapchat, whatever they use, people talk shit all the time. They talk shit way more than they did back in the day. That's where that whole bullying things come from and, all the microaggressions, whatever you want to call them. But that's legit. And I could see if you did something like this, having to face a bunch of that when you got back to school.
Dude, it's for me, and there's all kinds of shit going on. We found another news story in Texas because we were like, man, can transgender people wrestle? And then sure enough, there's this transgender, Mac Beggs is an 18-year-old senior, and it's a girl that wants to be a male and is taking therapy and taking steroids and also, taking testosterone, and she's undefeated. And that's causing, that's causing a lot of controversy there. I think anybody should be able to do these things, but I would wrestle her. I would wrestle him. If you're coming into my sport and I think I'm good at what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you why I think, not that you shouldn't be here, but I'm going to try and beat you.
Yeah.
That, That's what I would be about.
You know, the UFC opened up a female division a couple of years ago. UFC isn't wrestling. It's mixed martial arts, so they're striking in it and whatnot. And they opened up a female division last year, or a couple of years ago. God, it's probably, you know, half a dozen years by now, or maybe 10 years, whatever. But it's really popular, it's girls fighting other girls.
Well, I think that's I don't know if I want to say it's federally, but there's a lot of rules out there, I believe, that if women don't have their own division or area for sport.
Right.
That's how they have an in. You know, that's why you can see a girl, like there's usually not a girls' football team.
Well, like I think they call it Title IX or something, because I have a little bit of experience with that. My kid wanted to wrestle. She wanted to learn how to wrestle anyhow. She's in the eighth grade, so she goes, oh, there's a wrestling PE class, so I'm going to sign up for it. And she went and signed up for it, and they go, I'm sorry, you can't be in this wrestling PE class because you're a girl.
Can we just wait till we actually, let's talk to an attorney first, because I think you might have a class action here, Scotty.
I don't want to sue anybody.
So he's denying her because she's just a girl,
yeah,
straight up.
I found it interesting. So, you know, she goes, well, I'm a girl. She goes, all right, so put me in the girls' wrestling class. And they go, we don't have a girls' wrestling class. We have a girls' weightlifting class.
I don't think he can do that. I didn't even think he could do that. I didn't think he could deny somebody to be on a team.
So, well, you know, my kid says, of course, my kid, I teach her to stand up for herself. She goes, well, it seems kind of sexist to me. And in this ultra-sensitive, coddled world, you called me sexist. Oh, my God. We have to have an incident report. My kid ends up being in front of the administrators, and they're like, you have to apologize for calling him sexist. So, of course, she's like, I think I'll call my dad. And so I went down there, and she goes, I go, okay, so explain to me. And, you know, okay, so if my kid is excluded from this class, because, you know, the wrestling class, because of her sex, and you don't offer another wrestling class for her, I'm like, what would you call that, especially being an eighth grader? And he goes, we call that dividing by sexes. It's not sexist. We call it dividing by sexes. And I was just laughing.
Tell him to eat a bag of dicks right then?
Kind of. I figured what I'd do. Who knows?
Sorry, I like that.
Laughed about it. I felt bad because the guy was kind of just, you could tell he's a human being. I've got to, you know, not that he's a human being. You could tell he's a real person. He felt goofy about saying it. I've got a friend that's an administrator in a school. He's a very normal guy that smokes a ton of weed. And I kind of felt bad for this guy defending such a stupid point, but he had to. You know, dividing by sexes, that's what they still do. So I took it as an opportunity to teach my kid that the world is still pretty goddamn sexist.
In some sports, I think in some things it's gonna be obvious. Like, what would you guys, I mean, if USC started allowing, which I don't even think they would, like women to fight men,
right?
Which would be insanity, pretty much, in my opinion.
That's sexist. There's definitely a ton of chicks. If Paige Van Zandt showed up here, she kicked the shit out of me and Guru at the same time.
Yeah, but you're not a UFC male athlete.
I seen a minor league UFC a couple of days ago, and guys were getting beat in 45 seconds. Two professional fighters would go up against each other, get beat in 45 seconds. Plenty of professional UFC fighters could beat plenty of guys, plenty of professional fighter guys.
So then should sports just in general go unisex? Is that the right terminology? Like, whatever, bring it.
You know, I don't know.
If you're qualified, if you can do it, and you can do it better, I mean, that's an even playing field, I think.
It's a really tough question. I was thinking about this. If we're all firemen, fire people, fire women, I don't know even how to say it if I'm trying to be PC, and you had a whole squad, there's a couple girls on there, there's a couple guys on there, and you had to go through a door with an axe. Wouldn't you want the strongest guy that was the strongest person who was best to go through that door with an axe, whoever could do it the best in practice, to be going through that door in reality?
Typically the way, that's typically going to be the man.
I would think it would be the strongest person, and men usually have more muscle on them. You know, it's not a stereotype or a generalization to say that men are built with more muscle on their body frames. I think that they would be better at going through a door with an axe, I'll say. As a girl, a woman might be better. Who the hell knows, man? Aiming the hose from the truck or something like that. You know what I mean? Comforting the people as they come out.
I'm trying
to think of something that
doesn't... In a calendar? In a bikini or what?
No. Have you ever tried to hold onto a fire hose before? It takes an incredible amount of strength.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the volume and 100%.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that a woman couldn't be extremely helpful. I'm just saying that maybe they would do something that doesn't require a ton of physical strength, that takes more concentration.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of variables there. I kind of like the idea of what I was saying. I think that, I mean, sure, bring it. If you're good enough, then, and I'm not a professional coach, I'm sure it causes a multitude of, like, we're going to have to build a whole other locker room. You know that? Right.
That's what that's about, that whole Title IX thing, I think. I think they get their funding pulled away if they don't treat women equally.
Yeah, well, then it definitely should be. So, but interesting ways to look at all that. And
it's a complicated
I think that
world.
Guy made a mistake by not wrestling her, though.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe he's just too, he sounded a little, you know, good old boy. I would treat a young lady like that or whatever, you know, on the mat. And maybe I think he's overthinking it a little bit. Just go and do what you're supposed to do and do good at and wrestle.
Right.
That's what I was his coach, and that's what I would say.
You know, it's hard to empathize with people. I should say it's hard to empathize with everybody. You know, who knows
except
what
for when you get too much cannabis in you.
Who knows what his background is? Or if you try to empathize with this person, maybe he just doesn't believe in it. Maybe his family doesn't believe in wrestling girls and says, hey, you know what? The championship isn't that important. You've done good, son, but we don't believe in wrestling girls in our family. Who the hell knows? People are
so different.
You know
what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get on whatever professional female beach volleyball team.
Yeah.
Be out there in my little banana hammock. Like it. Anyway, didn't mean to paint that picture.
They would crush you.
They would crush me. All right, let's move on to, hey, Ugly Muppet. Did you see Ugly Muppet dropped some lines here? And I thought it'd be important to share with everybody, so let me narrate to you.
What's an ugly Muppet look like? They're all fairly ugly.
No, they're not. Oops. Have you seen Animal?
Yeah, not a good-looking Muppet.
Good-looking Muppet there. Huh, I try to look like him every day in the mirror. All right, Ugly Muppet recently.
Hang on, time out. Jim Henson, the Muppets guy, had to have smoked weed, right? I mean, even looking at him, it looks like he smoked weed.
More than that, but yeah.
Deal. That's all I want to know.
See Fraggle Rock? It goes deep.
Yeah, man.
Recently, I went to a concert with my wife, and I consumed an edible. And I toked on a pussy stick, which is code for like a vape pen.
Sure,
case,
sure.
Before entering the venue, I had a mild buzz by the time, and I think I've been in this position, I've had a mild buzz by the time I got to my seat. And he goes, you know, from the pussy stick, I assume, and vaping. After about an hour or so, the dreaded, these edibles aren't doing shit phase arrived.
All right.
So he's trying to plan out good edible hit for a concert. Totally get it. Mm-hmm. Been there. He goes, I made a stupid decision to order a double shot of tequila. And he goes, my drink of choice on an empty stomach, no less.
All right, that'll about fuck five, you up right there, right? Shot of tequila, we'll get you going.
About 5 to 10 minutes later, I started to get nauseous, so I found a spot to sit down. I've been there, too. It was when I started sweating profusely, I headed to an outside area for some fresh air, while in the middle of my wife stating that I looked really pale. I passed out and collapsed onto the floor, hitting my head, and knocked me out for about 5 to 10 seconds. Not exactly sure if I was knocked out from passing out or when I hit my head after passing out or a combination of the two.
Man, that is so fucked up. You have no idea how many people pass out and, like, they don't really get hurt so bad passing out. You know, it's not that big of a deal. And then they slap their head. Holy shit.
I've heard about people having similar experiences, but is this a common thing? I got checked out by EMTs, and other than the brain dusting from the fall, I've had no other problems.
Yeah, it's a common thing, happens all the time, don't worry about it. If it happens, that's how you know the party's gonna be good that night, you know?
My wife had the same experience a couple of weeks later. Same scenario, consuming an edible, but drinking a couple of beers about an hour later. She was with a couple of friends, but this time it happened in a restaurant, and she was taken to the ER, only to be released after 2 hours. They said that her blood pressure dropped too low, but no correlations or causation to the edible. Huh. I'm guessing the hospital staff are not experienced or tight-lipped about cannabis consumption and alcohol interactions. Is this a common occurrence? So one thing I wanted to ask, thanks, Ugly Muppet, but I don't know if Guru, you have any insight. For one, obviously, we know the two shots of tequila doesn't help the situation at all, the empty stomach, and then the edible starts kicking in. Edibles, your liver's doing the edible processing, right?
Yeah, and this could have been a low blood sugar type dealio to make him pass out. I can't think of any interactions between cannabis and alcohol that fast would make someone just...
I was just wondering if like the edible and the two shots of tequila is overloading the liver, trying to do all this shit at the same time. And it's like, wait a minute, man, got a lot going on here. I'm just going to make you hit the deck.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, too many edibles always fuck you up. You know, if you fuck up that combination. I don't say the combination, even if you just mess up the dosing.
The solution is obviously you should, when you're going into party mode, make sure you had a good meal or something going on. If you're trying to though achieve the edible high, maybe they don't want a bunch of food in their stomach because they want to eat the edible, because if you eat an edible on a full stomach, it's going to take a lot longer to hit you.
Gotcha.
So, but you should have done that. The two shots of tequila at your own discretion, that obviously was what was over the top. I believe if you didn't have those two shots of tequila, you probably wouldn't have fallen down and hit your head. You had too much going on at once. But beyond that, definitely edibles, because that's the trouble with them, is it's hard to tell unless sometimes it's hard to tell if they're homemade, how much is in them.
Right.
Other times it's like, damn, when are these going to hit? And you want to, I get it, a combination buzz, man. I've been there. What do you think I'm doing at Red Rocks? And I have a couple pints myself. I'm smoking J's. I keep hard liquor out of my regimen because it's like, it's way too much. But be careful out there combining the two for sure. Because it isn't uncommon. I've heard of this with tons of people getting run into trouble combining the two. But I think edibles both, even smoking. Definitely seen drunk people smoke. But a lot of them are people that don't have, they're not smokers. Experience. They're not tokers. They're not used to it.
They get the spins, so wind up in your yard puking.
I mean, for me, I'm used to, I don't drink to get like wasted anymore. To like, if I'm drinking and I'm forgetting stuff, I'm considering it's a problem. I need to think about that.
Right.
But I can definitely pound a lot of weed while I'm having, three, four, five pints, and my system doesn't, and I reach a point to where it's just like, I'm as high as I can get, kind of like the night of the DGC Cup. I have I can't get any more in me. Sure, I'll smoke this J, but it won't do anything.
Right.
But you got to be careful, for sure. Ugly Muppet and I dig, man. I'm a tequila guy every once in a while. Not too shabby. Not two at once, though. It's got to be something. See, I got to be in Mexico for that.
Remember that time you asked for the double and they gave you the double-double?
We'll end it with not the show, but before we get to the news, I was at Red Rocks, one of the best venues on earth, and I went there on an empty stomach, and I was smoking weed, and I had a shot of tequila, mm-hmm. and I almost blew my knee out jumping steps, and I was asked to leave by the police. So, yeah, got to be careful out there. They were really cool. Right when the two cops started walking towards me, I'm like, you guys want to walk out with me? And they're like, sure.
I had a Red Rocks security guard come up to me and go, hey, you can't smoke that joint in here. And I'm like, or here. And I'm like, it's outside. I'm like, are you sure? This is Red Rocks. It doesn't seem right to me. Yeah, they were sure.
All right. In the news, New Hampshire committee endorses medical marijuana home grow. So out in, they've had medical for a bit in New Hampshire. They legalized medical marijuana in 2013. And as of the late November, there are 7,120 patients enrolled. But they're wanting to change a couple things. And this is the cultivation bill. It originally called for allowing patients or caregivers to have two mature plants and 12 seedlings at a time. So that's where I always talk, I like to cover these because that doesn't make sense to me. What are 12 seedlings designated? Seedling usually means a real small plant.
And what the hell am I going to do if I've got 12 seedlings and it takes me, 12 weeks to make a plant? What am I going to do with those seedlings? My 12.
You got to keep them at seedling stage, Scotty.
This is another law written by someone that has no idea what the fuck they're talking about. I was thinking about that law enforcement today. I was just thinking about law enforcement. We're going to talk to a lawyer a little bit ago. And I was thinking, if you're enforcing bullshit laws, then is law enforcement really a noble thing to be in?
I guess it depends. And then some cops pick and choose which laws they're going to enforce because they do think some of them are complete bullshit.
Right. Right.
But
Google
guy
gets stun gunned in the balls.
But hey, they're trying to work with the growers here, Scotty, because an amendment recommended Tuesday would increase that. Listen to this, man. Three mature plants and three immature plants and 12 seedlings. So we get one more mature plant and we get three immature plants, Scotty. All right.
Jesus. Yeah. This is just a mess. These guys are morons.
And I'm guessing when they say mature and immature, that means flowering and vegetative. And then you can have seedlings.
I'm sure they don't know the difference.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. Those are definitely my seedlings over there in week six of flower. Thank you.
Yeah, it talks about that because of opioid misuse. Some say they did not want to appear as if they were endorsing the use of one potentially addictive substance to treat another.
Hey,
oh, that makes
morons.
I figured out the loophole they left here, though.
What's
they didn't
that?
Say anything about clones. If you're just growing from clone, it's not a seedling.
Oh, jeez.
From clones, so.
Good luck.
My
lawyer will argue that while I'm sitting in jail, I'm sure.
Well, this is one. Next one's out of Florida, the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
It's the Sun Sentinel, homie. The
Sentinel, sorry.
Yeah.
Florida's leaders taking baby steps on path to medical marijuana.
Oh, hang on a second. The Honda Classic Golf Tournament, man. You want to go?
Speaking of Florida, if anybody believes in global warming, why it seems like the stupidest place to go to. Or I just heard someone on a podcast the other day talking about the places to first go when the sea levels start rising as they are. Oh, just my opinion.
Just enjoy. You get waterfront property for a few years. I could never afford that.
All right. Florida policy. We know down in Florida, they got all kinds of shiz going on. We've been covering. It says Florida policy makers readily admit that the approach they've been taking when it comes to dealing with pot, both before and after voters overwhelmingly approved a constitutional amendment legalizing medical marijuana. What did they admit about it, though?
I don't even know. I will tell you something about, just you said Florida. It was like 12 degrees this morning when I took my kid to school at 7 in the morning. I was thinking, like, what happens if the car breaks now? Like, I'm basically dead unless somebody shows up, you know, gives me a ride. And I was just thinking about, I was like, I think I'd rather be in Florida, in even 95-degree Florida heat. At least you're not going to drop dead, right?
I mean, if you drop dead in the cold, it's either your time or you're broken down somewhere.
That's what I was saying. I don't know if I'd rather be, if I had a breakdown in the car, would I rather be stuck someplace really cold or really hot? That's what I was thinking this morning.
The things they're working on in Florida,
Is
a new House proposal, HB 7015, because we know in Florida they weren't allowing any flower consumption, which makes no sense at all. But this House bill would allow dispensaries to sell pre-rolled marijuana cigarettes.
Ooh, they sound delicious.
Where do they got to call them that? That's when you know it's some old school. Who writes that down? And it's like, yes, we will allow pre-rolled cigarettes.
People that are used to taking money from the tobacco industry, probably.
Let's see here. It says the Senate measure, SB 182, would require marijuana operators to sell at least one type of pre-rolled cigarette and would allow that. They're going to require them.
Nice.
Sounds like a business deal behind closed doors.
Profit scam. I see what you're doing here.
And it would allow them to sell other whole flower products. Thank you. And also let patients buy smoking equipment at other retail outlets. So you're going to allow glass shops, you mean?
Hey, a little glass pipe never hurt nobody. I got to get my paraphernalia, sir.
The Senate plan would let minors smoke medical marijuana if the patients get a second opinion from a pediatrician. All right. So that was just an update on what's going down in Florida. They're hopefully going to allow flower and marijuana cigarettes.
This is just a bureaucratic nightmare. I mean, you go, but how long has this war on drugs been going on? You know what, 80 years or something like that? And, you know, we had prohibition and all that. But, man, just prohibiting people of what they want to do and then locking them up and then doing them a favor by allowing them to now enjoy some of this natural grass that used to grow wild all over the place. What do they say? Cannabis, there's never been a culture that I think it grows on every continent naturally except Antarctica. And once it shows up someplace, it doesn't go away. People like it. So what do? We make it illegal and throw people in jail for it, and now we're going to do them the great service. They're, you know, going to be a great pal and let you go buy it for a whole shitload of money at a store that the government takes a huge cut out of. It's because they're fucking douchebags, man.
Whoa, watch language.
I'm just saying, I mean,
the show has been rated R today.
But between this Florida guy, you know, the Florida politicians who are all sitting, I'm sure, getting themselves, you know, stinking drunk every night, or at least go out and buy tons of drinks and get, you know, everybody nods to alcohol. Everybody takes big tobacco money, no problem. Big sugar is just absolutely polluting the water source there. There's dead zones the size of New Jersey, you know, outside of Florida. And these people sit here and what they worry about is what, you know, whether people can smoke a grass that grows naturally there. That
or what the next
forever.
Coca-Cola flavor is going to be. I heard it's orange vanilla.
You seem excited about that, I'll have to say.
Jesus.
Yes.
What happened?
Chemicals.
All right. Let's put it in the bag.
Coca-Cola?
DGC Cup?
probably think that sounds delicious.
No, that sounds gross. Ooh, that might sound like a creamsicle, though. That actually might be kind of good.
You redneck.
Wait,
is that a microaggression?
Creamsicles are redneck?
Yeah, aren't they, man? Something from the South? No?
I am going to shout out today. I'm going to shout out the DDC Cup at Gmail. And since it was kind of a sexualist show, as Scotty says, I'm going to shout out to DGC Doobies and Boobies. What do you got, man? We're on the fly today. Who you got, Scotty?
You know, I am trying not to make it a sexualist show. I've got a daughter, and I just find it a really interesting world. It's crazy. I don't say crazy, but as we tighten up and as there's less and less space for everybody to do what they want, we sure do seem to be getting into everybody's business pretty big time. Kind of interesting. So we'll have to see how the experiment plays out. I'm going to a 10-acre field growing some weed.
Yes.
I don't know who to shout out to. Me and Warehouse Kyle have been working hard.
Team, then Potsy Weeder, Bruce Banner back there kicking ass. Appreciate it, guys.
Deal. Like I said, me and Warehouse Kyle have been working hard. Joe Guru shows up every damn day to do the show. That's who I got. That's who I got. My team. This is real. This is real. Keeping everything shipped and going. How about that?
My dude, Super Gardener, Sativas, what's up? Can of Cairo. Hanging out, and man, where you at, Ripster? How you been? Hope to see you at the DDC Cup as well.
Absolutely.
All right, let's put in a bag, man. I got, what is the saying? I gotta get high.
Yeah, deal.
Stay higher, my friends.
Take it easy, dude. Some people love to blaze up the dank. Yeah, we get happy for noon. And with the boss man is to take a little break. That means we're lighting up a dude. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep a good buzz on. It's just weed. It's just weed. In my toolbox there's a bone. Some people start their day off with a pill. It's what the doctor says to do. They shake their heads at natural medicine. Go ahead and try something new. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to keep the good buzz on. It's just weed. It's just weed. I like to smoke it all day long. If the big man catch you riding high, ooh, we're gonna lock you in a cage. No. If you wonder why he hates the dank, just look at